for Ali C today.
Another bomb plot foiled, but more details are starting to emerge, including how we get the tip in the first place. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We zig and zag all over the place. You just have to hang on tight. You can also throw in your two cents. I'm going to give you the digits right from the get-go so you can scribble them on your hand, and that way you won't forget them. It's pretty easy. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Boy, the clock is really ticking. Can't you hear it? It's so loud on Election Day. And I hope you're all going to go out and vote, because I truly believe in my heart of hearts that voting, you can make a difference. If more people voted, then I think you would get a better representation in your own backyard. Instead of whining, complaining, and saying, oh, well, I can't. It's stupid. Why should I choose? Because I don't like anyone. And that's just not the way to go. I think the way to go is to get involved and to vote. And you'll see, if you vote, you really honestly, you're fighting. You're trying to fight the good fight, I think, and trying to make a difference ultimately. In fact, it was Gore Vidal who said half of the American people never read a newspaper, half never voted for the president. One hopes it is the same half. And in this time, we're not talking about a presidential election. We're talking about a midterm election, but one that has a significant impact, or could, on what happens to us in the next couple of years. I mean, hey, listen, not for nothing, we know there's three branches of government, right? And you know how the laws are made. And we are a nation of laws. Laws you got to live by. So you have to care who's representing you in the way they vote. What might happen is you'll see a flip of the House where it goes to the Republicans and perhaps even the Senate. There's some dicey toss-up races, though, to be determined. Then there is another theory out there that everybody who's an incumbent might get their walking papers. I don't think so. When you look at the polls, there are some incumbents, whether Democrat or Republican, who are very, very popular, who won't get tossed out, I believe. And then there are a few that might be real surprised. I think somebody who's got to be worried is Senator Harry Reid in Nevada, because it's not a sure thing that he's going to be reelected. And all the polls show that his challenger, the unknown Sharon Engel, has made a lot of headway with the voters. In fact, it's a strange thing. A lot of the media is trying to figure out more about Engel. They're stalking her at the airport or whatever, following her around. And she turned it around, basically, on the media and said, listen, I'm running a tough race here. I will answer any and all of your questions, no problem, the second I'm senator. And so she just kind of shut him down. Not that people aren't following her, not that people aren't trying to dig things up or get answers, but it was interesting how she was able to cut him off at the pass, because she's been an intriguing character, let's face it, since she's tripped on a few things. Like Christine O'Donnell, anything that she does will absolutely get magnified, starting from the very beginning of the witch comment on Bill Maher's show a decade ago. In her race in Delaware, though, she is trailing Chris Coons, the Democrat, for that Senate seat by double digits, so it's unlikely you'll see a big switch there. But I still think there's going to be a lot of surprises. And what I'm hoping of everything across the board happens is we see more people than ever who actually go out and vote. All right, this is important. The president's top terrorism advisor, John Brennan, I happened to catch him on one of the Sunday shows. I think he was on This Week on ABC, throwing in his two cents about this bomb plot that was just narrowly averted, and that's the right way to put it. Is a mail bomb plot that really went all the way from Yemen to Chicago, probably aimed at blowing up planes in flight, and like I said, almost happened again. The way it went down is that one device slipped through England and another was seized in Dubai and was unwittingly flown on two passenger jets. Can you imagine? So now there's, what's the response? to what is clearly an Al-Qaeda faction linked to these explosives that were supposed to go because they were addressed to synagogues in Chicago. So now it's all about piecing together the construction of the two bombs that they believe were designed by top explosive guys working for that organization, that terrorist organization in the Arabian Peninsula. And the Yemen based militant faction is really thought to be behind the plot. So Yemeni authorities are hunting a bunch of people linked to the group, but they released a female computer engineer student who was picked up early on the weekend saying someone else had posed as her signing in the shipping documents. That's why they went after her. So what happened is it almost got through, and somehow it was red flagged. Somebody from Saudi Arabia called in a tip. So one of the explosives was found inside a shipped printer cartridge in Dubai and had flown on two airlines before it was first picked up on a Qatar Airways Airbus and then on another flight to Dubai. And the number of passengers in the flight, not known at this point, but the flight had the capacity of 144. And certainly there was a possibility it was full, completely full. Didn't happen. Luckily, this was thwarted. That's a good thing. You got about 50 military, U.S. military experts in Yemen training in the counterterrorism forces and in Washington, and they're focusing on what's happening and what's going on. And here's what John Brennan had to say.
The individual who has been making these bombs, whether it be the one that was given to Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, or whether the one that was attempted to assassinate Prince Mohammed bin Nayef in Saudi Arabia, or the ones that were found in these packages, is a very dangerous individual.
We're making sure that we look at possible other events or other developments that might have some relationship with the most recent packages that we've discovered. The crash of the one plane off of Dubai, we are looking very carefully at that, working with the NTSB and others to make sure that we understand the cause of that crash.
Yeah, here's what's scary, is even the English said, the British Home Secretary, her name's Theresa May, said the plotters wouldn't have been able to control where the bombs detonated because, you know, cargo planes change routes sometimes at the last minute. So it was kind of unclear if the bomb that was found at East Midlands Airport would have exploded over England or the United States, but it was definitely capable of downing an airplane if it detonated when the flight was going on, when the plane was in flight. So forensically, they're taking this thing apart and trying to figure it out. It had all the three bombs, because there was three involved in this, had that PETN. And the latest have been described as a lot more sophisticated and a lot more professional. The one suspect is a bomb maker, a 28-year-old Saudi named Ibrahim Hassan al-Asiri, who's believed to be in Yemen. His brother died in the attack against the Saudi counterterrorism chief, rather. So he's been linked to a couple of things, and they think it may be him. Scary, isn't it? Good that they got the attack, and thank goodness they were able to thwart this one. But who knows what else is going on out there in the airway. So obviously the planes are still on the radar of terrorists who want to see something happen either in the U.S., or in Europe, or someplace else. All right, let's talk election stuff. That's coming up around the bend.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Walks barely down the street, who went out low. No sound but the sound of speech, machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Another One Bites of the Dust come late Tuesday evening / Wednesday, because it is a huge, of course, election this time around, the midterms. Usually in the midterms, for some reason, it's kind of, ho-hum, whatever. This is not ho-hum. This is so bloody important. And some people are going to be surprised. They're going to be packing their stuff on the Capitol and moving on out. And then, you know, some true change might happen this next time around. We'll see. It's interesting, too, because listening to the president, it's clear in the last couple of weeks they're kind of what I call hedging their bet. So one breath they'll talk about the Democrats haven't had time and look what happened with the previous administration and all that stuff, and talk that in that direction, talk about health care and what it's going to mean to the American people and all this other stuff. And then in the other breath, talk about the fact that the president really believes there can be partisan cooperation and he could work with the Republicans. So that's what I call hedging your bets. Have to make nice with Republicans if they've got control. On the other hand, can't be too over the top because I have to try to get some of the Democrats elected. So how big are my coattails? Clearly, the president was out on the trail, however, and spent some time in 4 different states, including Ohio, which is a big stop. I mean, the final campaign stop on Sunday was Cleveland, and that is, to say the least, a tumultuous midterm election. He's pressing hard to help the Democrats in a state that might prove to be his demise the next time around in 2012. So here's what the Prez had to say about the elections.
Hello, Cleveland! Thank you! Are you fired up? It is a choice, this election. The other side, their main economic idea, this is their main idea, is to provide $700 billion worth of tax cuts to the top 2% of earners. In 2 days, you've got the chance to once again say, yes, we can.
Yeah, yes, we can. So we'll see who can say yes, we can, and what change there will or won't be. Izzy in Missouri, you have the floor. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
Hi, Kate, I'm doing okay. Tired, but okay. But Les Mathart, he has to be more tired than me working 70 hours.
Yeah, 70 hours. He's like Superman.
I know, sweet young man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a couple shout-outs real quick to Rick in Illinois, if you're listening. Thanks for being an election judge. And to Annie's son, I want to say high five and thank you for serving. And I'm saying extra specials for Kenneth. And,
yeah.
Well, they all need extra specials.
I agree.
And to you, Kate, thank you for giving us a basis to spout off. Because trust me, a lot of shows don't let us have the latitude. A lot of us callers have the latitude that you do, and especially for our troops. That's really a blessing. I was telling a lot of people this weekend, they go, who's Kate Delaney? And I said, oh, for crying out loud. Everybody knows Kate Delaney.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
So they were like, well, we'll have to listen to her. And I said, well, she's about the best because at least she lets you talk.
There okay. You go.
I have a little bit of a grump. Up in northeast Missouri, I understand the election official up there, Bob's Ravenscraft.
Mm-hmm.
Was complaining. I mean, now, his position is supposed to remain nonpartisan, but the Republicans want all poll watchers certified. And he just pitched a fit, not only in the newspaper, but at the election judge's meeting. And I'm like, but he can't do that. You have to be nonpartisan. He didn't want to have to go and find four Democrats to certify. And I'm like, what a putz. No wonder he's retiring. And I guess that was his final bow. But, you know, that's a disgrace to the Democrat Party to have someone do that. And I hear it's going on all over the country that Democrats are complaining about certified poll watchers. What is up with that?
I mean, yeah, what is up with that?
I don't get it that they don't want people certified because so much fraud is being caught. And the fact that these people have gone through and been approved, to me, is a bonus.
Yeah.
You know, that you just don't show up at some poll and found the poll watcher, that you actually have to have a letter from either the elected person or the head of the party. And without that letter, you can't be a poll watcher now. So I think that's a good thing to stop some of the voter fraud. And it is so rampant this year, just absolutely rampant everywhere. And what a shame for America. But on a good note, we're going to have a successful day Tuesday. Probably won't hear from me until after that because I'm going 9 ways to Christmas. But everybody, don't forget to vote and vote right because, trust me, in 2 years, if these people don't do right, we're going to take them back out. But y'all have a good week. And Matt,
all right, you
some
too.
Rest.
You too, Izzy. Get some rest yourself. Definitely.
Oh, I will.
And thanks.
Bye-bye.
I love it. Izzy saying, talking to her buddies. Who's that? What are you talking about? But what a sweet lady. She's called the show now for a while and has some, what I call, she's one of the hardcores. She has some hard opinions that she always backs up. And, you know, we thank her again for her son's service. Can't say enough about that, as he's one of those that's over and over and over again. And then, you know, we talk about that when we're talking about service. And then you see these things like this latest bomb plot. It just takes your breath away when you think how quickly a plane or two could have blown up in the skies, maybe in the U.S., or gotten to these synagogues in Chicago, because that's where they were headed. So who knows where it would have blown up, I guess, is the thing. They're trying to get a handle on what else is floating around out there, because you got to figure, okay, so you got a couple of packages here, you might presume that there are some other packages. Maybe. They certainly aren't going to assume that there's nothing else happening. They're looking at the potential that there may be others. And think about it. Think of the packages flying with passengers on board some, you know, flight somewhere. And it looked like they were supposed to be detonated in flight. So the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, has raised the possibility that the bombs were aimed at blowing up the planes carrying them. But then there's the threat to the synagogues, especially the ones in Chicago, because that's where the packages were headed. All right, as I said, we're going to talk a little bit about the election, because here it is Tuesday, and clearly we know where the battleground states are, although, you know, that could change. There might be some surprises just because likely voters are polled and say one thing doesn't mean that's what's going to happen, and that can go either way. You know, you look now at the Carly Fiorina, and Barbara Boxer race for that Senate seat in California. And the latest info I have is that Boxer is ahead by 8 points. 8 points. So some of these races have tightened and some have pulled away. For example, Rand Paul running for Senate in Kentucky, and Jack Conway is the Democratic opponent there. Rand Paul looks like he's pulling ahead, and some are saying he even has a lock in this race. Then there are a couple that are just too tight to close and to close out. And this is before voting, so things can change. Nevada. We keep talking about that. Engel and Reed. What's going to happen there? In the early voter margins, it's too close to tell. It's very, very close. If you're going to try to figure anything from what's already happened in the early votes, you're not going to really be able to tell very much, except for that it's still a coin flip at this point, right? And now there's that final bid, the final plea to the voters from the Republican heads to the Democratic heads, meaning you heard the president there. Also, Joe Biden is out pushing, and we know that Michael Steele and some others in the Republican Party are doing the very same thing, trying to push the Republicans, feeling like they have a great chance to take the House, and who knows about the Senate, what happens there. But it's all about those results. I mean, that's it, period. It all hinges on what happens there. Who actually wins that coin toss, and who looks like they're running away with the race, but in fact, when it comes to the voting tabulations, they're a little bit different than what you saw in the polls leading up to it. It's been 8 years, but finally, maybe justice is going to be served in a case that just made me sick to my stomach. I'll tell you about it on the flip side.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to kwikedge.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Weep for yourself, my man. You'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man. You're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself. Take all the courage you have left and waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my
Jake in Austin sent me an email saying, Kate, are you going to go out and vote? Jake, are you kidding? Would I rail on everybody and then not go out and vote myself? Of course I will go out and vote. Of course I'm going to be one of the voters, for sure. Absolutely, there's no question about it. Wasn't it Dwight D. Eisenhower who said the future of this republic is in the hands of the American voter? To that I say, let's hope so. Anyway, I'm going to get to the mailbag and some other comments coming up in just a few minutes. But first, it's been a long time coming, and this story just really tweaked me when it happened. You're going to remember this story. Remember the little girl who was just sleeping in her room, not bothering anybody, and somebody broke in and kidnapped her, removed the screen from the from the bedroom that she was sleeping in. It was Elizabeth Smart. Remember that case? And she disappeared, and the family never gave up looking for Elizabeth Smart. Her father, Ed Smart, would go on so many shows and would talk about her, and they would show her picture and all this other stuff. And then, of course, luckily, she was found alive, and it was because somebody recognized her from seeing her face on America's Most Wanted, I think. So 8 years after he was accused of slicing that kitchen window screen with a knife and taking a young girl in the middle of the night, the man charged with the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart is going to be in court for his trial in the federal court. And it's Brian David Mitchell that we're talking about. So that happens Monday in Salt Lake City. I mean, after all these delays, there's been so many delays about Mitchell's mental health, which I think is so bogus. And then a jump from state to the federal court and the trial of the street preacher now finally can bring this whole thing to a close. Because, you know, the other thing is, with all this nonsense in the legal side of it, it just keeps it out there for her. Could she please have some closure? And, you know, this, I think, is something that really kind of riveted us in this nation, that really got our attention because of, one, her family, what they thought would happen, and then the unbelievable recovery, the fact that they found her, the fact that was alive, and then the things that happened. So Mitchell was indicted back in 2008, he had the federal charges, kidnapping and unlawful transportation of a minor across state lines, because he supposedly took her to San Diego. Now, if he's convicted, I mean, I think they should fry him, but if he's convicted, he'll probably spend the rest of his life in a federal prison. But, you know, this case, he was charged with the kidnapping and then aggravated sexual assault, and it was stalled because of his crazy diagnosis. He was diagnosed, rather, with a delusional disorder, and he was supposed to be incompetent to stand trial. And then a state judge rejected a request to force Mitchell to be treated with meds because she didn't believe the drugs would work. So that left him in a state hospital where he refused treatment. Then the feds decided to take a run at the case, and I say bravo. So this is exactly what has happened and what the feds are saying. And there's going to be an expert witness saying this, that they believed he was malingering, essentially faking a mental illness, gee, you think, to avoid prosecution. So there might be 22 witnesses. The trial might take 6 weeks. It might take a while to pick this jury, but finally, Elizabeth Smart gets justice, because this is outrageous what this man has been able to do, how he's been able to manipulate the system. And I don't care what the defense attorneys say. They're arguing that the pool of jurors has been tainted, that have been called, and that we have to move the trial out of Utah and everything else, and he is mentally ill and all this crazy nonsense. And he's been able to drum that up and try to push that out there. But now, finally, like I said, in that competency hearing last year, Elizabeth Smart said, after being led from home in her pajamas and tennis shoes to a campsite, she was forced to become his second wife in a quickie religious ceremony, and she was raped. And then during the entire time, and she was a little girl, during the entire time that she was held captive, Smart said Mitchell frequently read from his so-called manifesto, sang hymns, and laced whatever conversations he had with religious language, and said he was a prophet and all this other nonsense. I mean, she was 14 years old when she was abducted in the middle of the night. And, you know, the fact that she was recovered is the best of all things that happened in this. But I hope they nail this guy shut and put him in a federal prison somewhere, and he does not get away with it, because I agree with the feds who are saying that he manipulated the system, basically. And I don't believe that he's mentally ill. It's sick what he did. But the fact that he hasn't had to really pay for what happened with her is just dead damn wrong. There's no way to sugarcoat that. And maybe this time they'll get it right. So let's hope. And that all starts on Monday. It's probably going to get dragged out for a while, but that's when it starts. So let's see if justice is served there. You know, I'm a big freak for the shuttle and what's going on with our astronauts and the NASA program and how I think there's some real importance to it and whether there's some fat there and things should have been trimmed up over the years or whatever. I mean, that's a different kind of argument about the economics of it. But the space shuttle Discovery is, you know, was a big deal. And finally, I guess, because there's been some problems, it's leak-free, they say, and it's going to take off on Wednesday. There was these gas leaks that delayed everything, back-to-back launches, and now they're saying that the repairs have totally solved the problem. So the countdown clocks start ticking on Sunday afternoon. That's when they hit it. So 2 days late, liftoff is scheduled for 3:52 on Wednesday. The weather's supposed to be good, about 70% chance of really good weather, because remember, it's about the weather, too. They can't take off with bad weather. And only one other shuttle, isn't this crazy? One other shuttle launch is on the official schedule at the end of February, and that ends 30 years of shuttle flight unless money comes up for an extra mission. So if you've never seen a shuttle launch, you've got one more shot at it. Or if you're listening to me somewhere in Florida and you're lucky because you're kind of in the path of it and you've seen some piece of it, whether you can see that it's entering back into the atmosphere or going out into the atmosphere or whatever, then lucky you that you're that close to Cape Canaveral. Some people go down and are hoping they're going to see, or were hoping they were going to see a launch, but then because of the delays, their time is up and they've got to work, so they have to go back home and they can't do that. But I think it would be absolutely fascinating. We're trying to get America Tonight down there for that last launch in February, and you can imagine that it's going to be pretty jammed, but I think that we're going to be able to make that happen. Just hope it doesn't get dragged out. And here we are, week two, because we've got problems with this last shuttle launch. I'll be broadcasting from Florida during that time, but it could get a little bit crazy because there's no definites. You can't take risks, and the littlest thing can trip up what is supposed to be the schedule of the launch, even the weather. The weather is part of the deal, too, obviously. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this one is from Jane Dan. Hey, America, tonight I've been listening to the show now for probably about a year or so. I haven't had the courage to call in, but I really enjoy the callers. Some of them make me flat out laugh out loud, and I hope that I do call in soon because I really, really enjoy the show, and I like the way that you kind of move in different directions. My question to you is, what's going to happen with the Bush tax cuts? Well, that's a good question, Jane. I mean, here's the deal. Will Congress actually extend the tax cuts into the next year after the Tuesday election, or will the automatic increase happen? If the automatic increase happens, it will cut into everybody's paycheck. See, that's what people don't realize. For some reason, everybody thinks it's just rich people, but it's not, because it includes lower income tax rates like the 1,000 child tax credit, relief for married couples, lower taxes on investments in large estates. So all that kind of stuff would go away. And we don't know. The answer is we don't know. We have to see who's elected and see ultimately what happens when the session opens on November 15th. Does the issue get punted for next year, or does a more Republican kind of Congress have to figure it out? Scary. It's scary because, trust me, my friends, it affects, like I said, every single one of us. All right, here's one from Bob. Bob, I don't know the last name, but it says, Bob, hello, America, tonight. Wondering if anyone nailed the score. I tried to get through, but I couldn't get through. Did anybody nail the score? I'm curious, because I want to try to play next week. All right, you can play next week. We don't know if anyone nailed the score because it is, you forgot, it's a Monday night football game that has nailed the score. So no worries, nobody's nailed it yet anyway. Hang with us.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dilma Rousseff was elected as Brazil's first female president on Sunday. The new president said she would be a typical Brazilian girl in the 50s. She just dreamed of becoming a ballerina. But when she saw what was going on with the military regime in her country in the late 60s, she said she had to make some hard choices. She discovered there was no place for debutantes, and that she needed to be involved in what was happening. She was actually a fighter for Brazil's left-wing guerrilla movement in 69. Then she went on to try to lead a more normal life, I'll call it. And she now is in this position, or she finally got into the position, where she, and it's strange, too. Like I said, she is the first, that's the number part of it, the first female president in Brazil. If you look through her history, in 1970 she was arrested, and she was severely tortured to give up secrets. And she was, you know, so she knows what that was like. She has all kinds of horror stories about electrical shocks and whatnot, saying at one point she even hemorrhaged, but somehow she lived. So then she got back involved as much as possible in political activities. And before you know it, when the Democratic rule came back in the mid-1980s, she had a bunch of different political positions. She was an energy secretary and one of the states there, and there was a huge power outage, and she was responsible for handling that pretty well and turning around the energy problems they had in Brazil. And she went on to a couple of other positions, and then suddenly she was running for president, and now she can take over the mantle, and let's see what she does. So Dilma Rousseff is the president of Brazil. How about that? Now you've got a female president, of course, in Chile as well. So that's two in South America. All right, we move from Dilma and becoming the first woman to be called president in that country to something completely different, since we're ushering out another Halloween. It's done and we're into November. Not surprisingly, although I just don't get it, Saw 3, that, you know, gory movie, which, like, listen to the title and I think you pretty much can understand what it was about. It's a horror series. And obviously pretty successful. Saw 3D is actually the seventh and supposedly the last entry of that horror series. It won the competition at the box office over the weekend. Almost $25 million, according to the studios. $25 million. You know what it is? It's the 3D thing. Wonder what shows up on the screen in 3D when you think of what that movie is about. Oh, I don't know that I could sit there and watch probably what flies out into your face. But 3D couldn't be bigger, and I think that's what probably pushed it over the top, because the franchise was starting to get weaker. The last Saw movie opened to like $14 million, so this is a pretty big opening, I would say, for that, and I think it's that new technology that is probably what's happened there. Since we have a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Kentucky, if you follow the beauty pageant kind of thing, then you probably already know that Kentucky is now the proud owner, I'm going to say, of the new Miss World. Yes, a Kentucky teen, American teenager, Miss World 2010. Alexandria Mills, just 18, from Louisville, Kentucky. She won the pageant on Saturday in China, because that's where they held it this time around. She cried and said she can't believe she beat out 115 other young women in the competition. It's the 60th competition of this. So now she gets the scholarship money and everything else and gets to travel around the world and spread goodwill, I guess, is what supposedly Miss World does. All right, this is an obituary note. I used to be a big fan of Sopranos. I don't know how many of you watch The Sopranos. You know, I remember telling my mother, because I was really hooked on it. And I'm not a TV, you know, I'm always about the news and about the sports and about the movies. So I wasn't a big let's watch a lot of series fan. But I got sucked into The Sopranos. And it could have been because I was living in New York then and all that other sort of stuff. And I can distinctly remember, and you may get a chuckle out of this, I'm going to share this story with you. You know, my mother, who doesn't like any of those freaky, nutty things, anything with the death and destruction and crazy people and whatever, she's more the Disney kind of person, you know, the biopic, let's go see Secretariat or whatever. So I convinced her, you know, The Sopranos isn't that bad. I mean, yeah, it's a mob family and everything, but it's not what you think. It's not all gore and all that kind of stuff. And I said, just watch one of the episodes with me. So we watch an episode. In the episode, they cut a horse's head off, cut a guy's body parts up, and buried them somewhere in New Jersey. So I kind of lost a lot of credibility with her when it came to series. Denise Borino Quinn played the wife of one of the bosses in The Sopranos. And she was 46 years old. She died of cancer. And you can bet a lot of the people in that show were still friends. It'll kind of be that at her funeral besides her own family. Because The Sopranos ran for a long time from 1999 to 2007. And she was the wife. Her character was Ginny Sacramone. And she was married to Johnny Sacramone, who was one of the mob bosses, like I said. And, geez, she got the part. Can you imagine? She was selected for that thing out of 14,000 other actresses. Wow. 14,000. That's some pretty stiff competition, I would say. All right. We continue here with We Can Count, so you never know where we're going to go with this. From Kentucky to Miss World to now the story of the Sopranos character and how she won her bid for that position and sadly lost her life to cancer. To finally, this is our final one. The pumpkins now will end up, I'm sure, in pumpkin pie and pumpkin cheesecake, and I guess they have pumpkin bread. They do all kinds of things with pumpkins. I don't know how many of you went out and shopped and got a few pumpkins and have them on your porch or in your backyard or whatever it might be. But they're pretty cheap, I think. You can get pumpkins for pretty cheap. But apparently there are some designer pumpkins. I happened to see this on some show I was watching, some news show I was watching, that go for $200. $200 a head. Now, what it means is somebody's carving something specifically for you, which I think is cool because the guys are, they're from Manic Pumpkin Heads is what they're called, and they carve whatever it is you want, and they really are like artists. So if you had the extra $200 and you were terrible at carving a pumpkin yourself, you could get them to do whatever the design is you wanted, and apparently they're making a whole lot of loot doing it. And they do the specific designs, or they come up with their own. Like somebody, for example, wants their pet carved into the pumpkin, or maybe it's something else relatable. Somebody wanted their luxury car. They were giving somebody a car, so they wanted the car carved into the pumpkin. I don't know how these people do it. I cannot even do the basic jack-o'-lantern, to tell you the truth. I'm the worst at that. You know, carving it out and then scooping out all the stuff you have to scoop out of it, forget about it. Oh, I can't. I'm like still where you have the crooked mouth if I do one and just sort of the triangle eyes. You know what I'm talking about? Probably many of you can relate if you have a 5-year-old daughter or granddaughter. Probably she would be better at it than I am. That's how tough it is. So bravo to those guys that are able to get $200 to do their artwork, and they really are pretty cool. It's amazing what people can do when they have a clever idea and they have something to back it up with. How about that? I'm going to leave you with this one because we've been talking about voting, of course, and whatnot. It was Ken Livingstone who said if voting changed anything, they'd abolish it.
Idiot! It's simple!
You will respect my authority!